Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
July.
Well, well,
everyone.
Well.
Can you believe it? July is well and truly
I can't believe it.
It's just a little tiptoe away.
July, you know, June has been chilly.
Let's be honest.
We've had...
We've had a lot of sun.
Yeah, we have had a lot. We have been very fortunate.
You know, we've had sun.
Yeah. I'm just, you know, just the past two little trips I did... We're rainy.
We're chilly.
And gloomy and chilly. So
now
I'm thinking of...
Europe's warmed up.
Yeah, Europe's warmed up. We're fully in the swing of things. Give me one margarita, you know?
It's funny you say that because for the first time at the weekend, I started drinking, not margaritas, but it was like a... It was like a tequila cocktail. Like a margarita isn't my drink.
Not for me.
Mm-hmm. I don't like tequila cocktails. Mm-hmm. Don't like it.
The taste of tequila is not a pleasure.
Not for us.
It's a shot.
It's a chore. It's an efficient shot that gets the job done, but it's not something that I want to leisurely sip on. But I was having we got these jugs.
Wow.
And I don't know if it was just because I was drunk.
Yeah.
Or because they actually tasted nice, but it was going down smooth.
Wow.
And they were spicy.
Wow.
So because
a spicy mark.
Because I enjoy a Bloody Mary when the occasion calls for it because I like the Tabasco.
Tomato juice.
And
you
like
tomato juice.
Yeah. Mm. I like tomato juice and I like the spice because you kind of can't taste the vodka because it's
so spicy.
And I was like, God, you can't really taste the tequila because of the spice. Mm. The spice, like the chili, was like counteract. You could feel the tequila, but it wasn't like, ugh. It was almost like, you know, it was like it was being shot down by the spice.
So maybe we would genuinely enjoy a spicy margarita.
I think so.
Because I do enjoy spice also.
Absolutely.
I was drinking it thinking,
we could drink this.
Yeah, that's interesting. Mm.
But I think I would struggle to drink it going from zero
to 100.
Straight in.
Yeah, it's but not a I'd Tuesday afternoon.
Rosé sangria.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
Didn't know that existed.
Insane.
Did not. I saw it on the menu.
So what is sangria? How do you make it? Wine and tonic? What's in it? Juice?
I don't know.
Because it's wine, but what else? Fruit? What is it? Lemonade? Tonic? Juice?
Couldn't tell you. Not a barista.
Purees? Is it a puree of some sort?
When me and Chintzy were on
champagne.
Holiday.
I bet it's Prosecco.
It's not fizzy though.
I know, but I bet you it's like some sort of...
When me and Chintzy were on holiday, we were talking. We had the same conversation. Yeah, we were like, yeah, we'll have the white wine sangria. Please, we'll have white wine sangria. We're like, oh, don't
red
really want
sangria.
Red sangria. That's not really as what the white
like
wine. And then Chintzy said,
wine.
What about, does rosé sangria exist? What about rosé sangria? Yeah. And I was like, can't say I've ever seen that on a menu. And we were like, God, that should be invented. Was out of the weekend menu. Couldn't believe my eyes.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, top of the menu, rosé sangria.
Yeah.
It was the best drink.
Wow.
It was like juice.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was giving Pimm's.
Mm-hmm.
But less like sickly.
Well, what,
like you could drink
white sangria
it.
Sangria gives Pimm's for me.
Yeah.
One thing I will say about the rosé sangria, I imagine that is not authentic Spanish cuisine.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd agree with that.
So I imagine if we were in Spain.
I was in London.
Yeah, if we were in Spain like we were, and we were enjoying a white sangria, if we'd asked for a rosé sangria, they'd have gone, they would have laughed in our face, yeah, probably.
We don't do that. Unless,
you know, I'm not sure.
Yeah, read the room.
But like London, they're thinking of these things that people are obviously desiring, like ourselves.
Like ourselves. And I was satisfied.
Yeah, and Sophia was obviously satisfied, and it's a great invention.
Yeah. So welcome back, guys. Happy Wednesday.
Absolutely. Welcome back to the bathroom.
Welcome back to the girls' bathroom. Here.
30 flirting and thriving.
Not quite. 25 soon. My birthday month. July is the birthday month for me, guys. And it is creeping up.
So this will be the next couple of months where we're both the same age.
Yeah, it's just for a short portion of the year.
For a short portion of the year.
But for July, August, September, we have our little span of both being the same age.
Absolutely. And it's an enjoyable time. Because it makes me feel young.
It's convenient. It's like we're 25.
Yeah, it makes me feel young.
You know, I'm 24 and 20. Yeah. It's just quick.
Because Sophia's always, you know, oh God, how am I going to feel when I'm 25? I'm like, I've been 25 for about 9 months.
Right. It's kind of crazy the age gap that we have.
Yeah, well, there's a full year between us, and you did not know.
Oldest in the year, young. But no, but you weren't the oldest in the year.
I mean, I was pretty much oldest in the year. Because if you've got a September birthday, you are the oldest in the year, pretty much, unless you're the 1st of September. I'm the 25th of September, if you didn't know.
Yeah. Put it in the diary, guys. Yeah, I'm the 16th of July, if anyone cares.
And I'm a Libra.
I'm a Cancer.
Because when I was sniffing perfumes at the weekend, because I was like, I want a vanilla scent.
Right.
Because obviously I smelt those.
Ariana Grande Mod Vanilla.
I know. I smelt those Tom Ford perfumes. Disgusting. Absolutely foul. I'm so sorry.
Tell the story.
Well, it's seen on TikTok. I'm just in my perfume mirror right now.
It's a long intro today, guys. Settle in. Get cozy.
I'm just in my perfume mirror right now. And, you know, I've been seeing on TikTok some of the kids talking about some other things. Mm-hmm. So I bought a couple.
She wants to keep up.
You know, I bought a couple. I enjoyed them, whatever. Wasn't blown away by them.
Because you said in an episode a few weeks ago how you were like, can you smell me? And I was like, unfortunately not.
So I bought those, obviously. Then I cooled off. I was like, well, I'm not impulsively buying stuff. Then I heard people talking about this perfume, Tom Ford Lost Cherry or something. I was like, well, that sounds quite nice. Actually, a bit different. Everyone says it's delicious, delicious. And that one, and the Tom Ford Tobacco Vanilla. Whatever. Luckily, I didn't impulsively buy them. I actually went to sniff them myself.
Very smart.
Which was smart. Sorry, just not nice.
Not nice.
Lost Cherry. It's like, I can appreciate the smell. I wouldn't want to wear it. It smelled like marzipan. It smelled like amaretto and marzipan.
Yeah, that's just not my taste.
Smelled like mum said, because mum was there. Cherry Bakewell. Have you ever had a Bakewell tart?
I mean, I love Cherry Bakewell.
Bakewell tart.
Yeah, if you want to smell
exactly,
like
that's what we were saying. We're like, nice, but don't want to smell like that.
Right.
Like, I appreciate it. It's like, I like the smell of, you know, I don't know. What else do we like the smell of? But I wouldn't want to walk around
smelling of
representing
it.
That scent, you know, especially when it was so strong. So I was like, well, smell that. Smelt the Tom Ford Tobacco Vanilla. Not giving. I'm not sure what was going off.
Oh God. So
what was the story? What was the point of the story?
So we were talking about
the moral of the story is smell your perfumes before you buy them. That's probably smart. Unless you really, really trust someone's opinion online.
Recommendation.
Like ours, if you're on the market for a good perfume, Killian, don't be shy.
Without question. Or
Delina exclusive.
Or
Perfume
Demali. Lower on the budget chain. Does that make sense? Lower on the budget chain? Slightly more affordable. Glossier U.
Always.
I think it's about £60.
Yeah. Delicious.
And if you go on Glossier.
That scent reminds me of Sophia and we're about 18.
I wore that for a solid 2 years.
Yeah, it reminds me of
and
a time.
If you shop on Glossier, at the if you put stuff in your basket at the checkout, or at least they used to, I'm pretty sure they still do, you can get a free sample and you can choose for a free sample of the perfume. So you can smell it before you purchase it.
Very smart.
But I mean, Zara perfumes, they're always
just get
really
Zara,
good.
Red
and they're
velvet.
Like 20 quid.
Is it Red Velvet?
Red Temptation
is the Maison Francis Coutu Jean.
Yeah, like, I think if you're
called.
Someone who likes switching up the fragrances, honestly, I would just go to Zara.
No, do you know where you should fucking go? Victoria's Secret, get the fucking body sprays.
The Bombshell. Oh my God, Victoria's Secret
Bombshell
is insane. Because we can't be spending 200 quid on perfume. I'm sorry.
No, I just
It's a lovely, like, luxurious thing to have.
It's like
that when you dress up at night and you put your perfume on, it does make you feel good.
It does. Like, especially, you know, and you want people to smell you. It's like actually a nice thing.
Yeah. Depends where you want to spend your money. Like, yeah, if you're a perfume girl and you appreciate that, I could see how you want to spend £200.
Yeah.
But I could also see how, well, that smells pretty good.
Just get Ariana Grande Mod, really delicious.
Boots.
Also, And Other Stories, incredible scents. Mm. There is two scents Sunrise. In And Other Stories that remind us of two particular trips.
There is. Because Lydia always goes for the And Other Stories.
Lydia has, is it Sicilian Sunrise?
Sicilian Sunrise, bingo.
We had this trip pre-COVID. Pre-COVID 2020. Days. 2020. Early 2020, Sicilian Sunrise is the scent of that trip.
Is transports me banana muffins to a place
of a morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's
cupcakes before breakfast.
It's just eating. Constantly being full in LA on that trip. We there was not one moment where we felt hunger.
We were gluttonous.
And we talk about this the whole time. It was gluttony.
It's not good.
It was gluttony at its finest. We did not stop consuming food.
We were
and
so,
it was fantastic.
We were so like, we'd had this influx of like, oh my God. You know when you go to an American supermarket, right? In the UK and you go, yeah. So you go, we're from the UK, right? You go to America, you go in the supermarket and it's like, oh, wow. And you just want to try all these new fun snacks, also, cereals, muffins.
We were still in our
cookies.
Vegan era as well. And you know, vegan food was so far forward in America than it was.
So we just indulged to the max.
Like vegan like pastries and vegan like cakes. You can't get that shit in England. You couldn't
get that.
You couldn't.
Vegan chocolate when chip we were cookies living in Nottingham. That were good and chewy.
Yeah, you couldn't get that in Nottingham.
Couldn't get that.
So we were just like,
let's go.
Let's milk this bitch. Anyway, question of the week.
Baby. Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
All right, welcome back, guys. Happy Wednesday. Thanks for listening. And it's time for question of the week. So we wanted to hear some girls' holiday stories because it's truly the season. I feel like a lot of you have probably and maybe had your girls' holiday already. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's next week. Maybe you're on your girls' holiday right now. So
I feel like a lot of you will have just got back. I feel like June is the month for like the girls' holiday, even May, and yeah, maybe July. I mean, yeah, maybe you still got some coming.
So we wanted to hear you guys hear your guys' wildest holiday stories, because we thought, why not? No question. We just want to hear from you. From the people.
Our wild. We've not had a wild and out holiday. Wild. Have we?
I can't say that we have.
No, but I'd say our craziest story,
probably the cruise ship.
Was probably. No, we actually did go on a party
that was
holiday.
A party
but we
holiday.
Weren't partying. It was drugs everywhere around us. We were so
which
naive.
Is not our thing.
It's not our shindig.
No, don't do that, guys.
No, drugs are so bad.
But we were so naive to it that
we'd
didn't
never
even,
seen drugs
didn't
before in our life.
I didn't even
no,
we
they
didn't,
were a thing.
But we didn't know. But we didn't see them on the trip.
Right. Yeah,
it was when
we.
It was
so,
when we got back.
Yeah,
and we were being sent
was
newspaper
that,
articles. Right. Like, wasn't
but there
this
was
the
that
trip
one
you
stint
were on?
Where that one girl was talking about some sort of drug? Remember, we were like, the fuck?
We were so scared.
It was some boy coming into her room on some sort of drug.
Oh my God,
there
yeah.
Was, and we were like, oh, the fuck? And we already wanted to get off this cruise.
Yeah, we were on this boat. Anyway. I don't know if we told this story before, but we got invited onto this like party cruise.
This is 2018.
Yeah. Like we didn't have management. We were like, we had this YouTube channel.
Yeah.
We
didn't
oh,
have the podcast.
God. Like we were still working our jobs. Yeah. Like we were like, oh my fucking God, this brand wants to take us for free on
insane.
This. It was insane. Yeah. I mean, that still is, but especially at the time,
yeah.
That was insane.
No, we were
so
flattered.
We were like, oh my fucking God, let's go. We didn't even look at the email. We were just like, yes.
Well, they said a beautiful Mediterranean cruise. And also
Barcelona.
Like, I'm in my cruise era right now. And you know, I'm ready for a cruise.
It was
anyway,
it
yeah.
Was go
Cannes.
To Barcelona.
It was Cannes, Barcelona. It
was it Mallorca?
It was Mallorca.
And we were like, God,
it was
gorgeous.
Somewhere
gorgeous.
Else. We were like, gorgeous, we can hop off.
Ibiza.
Cruise.
Stun.
Yeah, do a bit of shopping. Zara.
Yeah, because we were really in our like city break era.
Yes, because that's
you
what
know?
We, yeah.
So we would, We would go into little
3-day trips. We'd do Barcelona. You know, we'd do that. So we thought, oh my God, we can sit on the cruise, la, la, la.
Let's go.
How nice.
It was like gap year energy.
Yeah.
Let's do
so
this.
So then we arrived to the cruise front. You know, we've packed some gorgeous, you know, given Sophia Richie. Mm. I mean, probably weren't back then.
Probably what we thought.
Probably what we thought we were giving. And then there was all these young lads. We had to go to this, like, because before
we were 19,
before you settle into your room, you have to go to where your the fire drill bit is.
Yes,
and you have to meet with your fire team. Remember when we met with the fire?
Yes.
And that was when.
And we were
I was like,
my.
And these boys were like, and we were like,
where are we?
These
and
lads
that's when we
were like already
oh my
drunk.
Fucking God, we're on a party boat.
Because then we looked at the itinerary, it was like party, 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 day party.
And we were
night
like,
party,
whoa.
Party, party, day party. And we're like,
we just did not know what, I mean, yeah, we embraced it, but we did not know what we were in for. That's probably one of our craziest.
We didn't even do it. I'm thinking the other crazy story is probably the cockroach falling out of Lydia's hair. That's probably as crazy as it has got.
The cockroach.
Anyway, right, let's hear your stories.
You guys are more wild than us. So my friend having a threesome in the same room I was in was so drunk, didn't even care.
I literally couldn't cope with that.
My friend slept with a deaf guy. He went on his phone and on his notes, he wrote, "I'm finished."
What does the deaf have to do with anything?
Because,
why is he finished?
Yeah, I don't know what the deaf.
Because
but he's not deaf. So why is he? No, he's deaf. But so why is he? He can still
maybe
say
he
it.
Couldn't. But maybe he couldn't.
Said it. We met a guy that worked out there in April, and now I am with him, and we've been together for 3 years.
Oh, amazing. Love that.
Went on 2 double dates in one night.
Love
first
that.
Was a boat trip on their boat.
Absolutely.
Second one was dinner and drinks.
Those
God, get me on someone's boat.
Mykonos.
Cheated on my boyfriend on my girl's holiday.
I mean, listen, it happens.
Felt so guilty that I got his initials tattooed on me.
That's what they say. Overcompensating
God,
at its finest, isn't it? If your boyfriend gets back from a girl's holiday with your fucking initials,
I'd be like, what the fuck have you done?
Right.
God. Someone's put girls' holidays never end well. Is that true?
There's
always a fallout.
I can only imagine a group of 6 girls on a trip where you're trying to get
chaos.
Everyone ready for breakfast, a lunch and a dinner. Look, you're all going to decide on a dinner destination. Mm. You've all got to decide what the plans are that night, that day.
Some of you are feeling going out, some of you aren't. Some of you want to go and hang out with these guys, some of you don't.
I imagine like the success is just like we can divide and conquer. Maybe that's if we're not deciding.
Someone has said a girl's holiday will show you who your true friends are.
It is true.
Wish I had a wild story. I went with a friend who was a young mum. We were in bed by 11. That's us.
I mean, that's us.
That is us. Girls' holiday ended in a fist fight. 7 years later, still not friends.
A fist fight between the girls.
Wow.
I mean, you know, alcohol, being
it's
abroad for about a week in each other's space.
Yeah.
Listen, it will show
one
the
of
cracks.
The girls in the group was drunk and tried to throw another girl off the balcony. What?
Guys, feet on the ground, please. You're really showing, who your true fucking friends
they're
are. Imagine I tried to throw Sophia off the balcony.
Me come on the podcast, she tried to throw him on the
balcony.
Imagine
I seriously was like, get the fuck.
Could you imagine?
No. Me and Sophia have never got violent with each other.
Went in the sea at night and someone stole my phone and bank card on the first day.
Oh, no, that's really sad. So you're just trying to live, be free, bit of skinny
dipping.
Be in the moment.
Be careless, carefree, sorry.
Yeah, young, wild and free.
2 boys got my name tattooed on them.
Love that.
Love that energy. Honestly, I want my name tattooed on someone. Come on.
Well, that's why I feel like we need to explore the tattoo arena.
The era. That quote from Kim always comes back to me. Why would you put a bumper sticker
on
a
Bentley? Absolutely,
that comes back to me whenever anyone mentions
but a little pinky toe tat,
a little
what are we doing, you know, a little pinky toe,
little smiley face,
little above the bum hole. I love the bum crack. I mean,
a butterfly.
Not the bum hole. A little lovely little, honestly, that's nice, little nape of the neck. Little nape at the neck.
You've got the bob so you can see it.
Yeah. I have to keep the bob forever so you can see my tattoo on the nape of my neck.
Oh. Throwing up in a guy's pool after going to their afters.
Oh, iconic.
Within the first 5 hours of us being there, my friend had slept with 4 people.
Wow. What? Absolutely.
Oh my
incredible.
God.
How does that even come about? Like, that's truly just like incredible.
Went on a holiday with 5 other girls. We met a group of 15 boys. One of our girls slept with 14 out of the 15.
Oh, what
that is fantastic.
14?
How?
No.
How?
That's crazy.
Well, also, what was wrong with the last one? Why couldn't you just finish it?
I know, because then you could say, you know,
the one that got away, you know?
I know. Was it like 2 a day or was it all at one go?
I think it was probably spaced out.
Right. And it was of them, maybe 2 a night. If it was 7 night holiday, 2 a night, that actually works out to 14.
Yeah. And she thought, no, I can't do 3 a night. Yeah, I have to leave the 15.
Yeah, and then there was just one hanging.
Oh my God.
Maybe he was the one with the girlfriend.
I woke up with a tattoo on my wrist. Oh God, that would stress me the fuck out. I can't
lie. Know what it is though, isn't it? There's all these cheap tattoo shops along the strips.
Yeah, you just
and they're
go.
Open all hours.
Yeah.
So yeah, if I was fucking drunk and
I probably
just
would.
Feeling loose and crazy, mm-hmm. I'd fucking walk in there as well.
Yeah.
What, £20?
Get a little love
for
heart.
For a nice little love heart on the nape of my
we
neck.
We all got matching smiley face tattoos. Yeah, I could see.
What, on the pinky finger, you're telling me we would go in and do that?
Totally.
Little pinky finger tat. Or little, what does everyone do that?
Oh, in the lips.
And the lip.
Mm.
You know, we could go in and do that.
Yeah.
And we could pose like.
Pulling our lip down. Oh my God. A foursome in Vegas after seeing Magic Mike live.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Got you
news.
In the mood.
Magic Mike news. You know, the guy who looks like Channing Tatum, he's leaving.
He's leaving.
He's left. He's already left. His lives, he's doing a lot of TikTok lives. They randomly pop up on my feed. You know when suggestive lives?
Yeah.
And yeah, he's left. He's gone.
Why?
So if we're returning, moving on to other things, I imagine.
Doesn't want to get stuck in the box.
Well, yeah, the Channing box.
Mm.
So that's all I had to say about Magic Mike.
Okay.
So what you were feeling, you know,
the vibes. Maybe it was one of the dancers, you know, who knows?
Absolutely.
What happens in Vegas? Did she say where it was Vegas? I'm sure she did.
Yeah, she did say Vegas.
Oh, girls' holiday still hasn't made it out of the group chat.
Oh, look, it will one day.
It's difficult.
Listen, ours almost didn't make it out of the group chat. Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah.
Because you know,
been talking about this since November.
Say if you're in a group of five, you can sometimes have that awkwardness where like 4 of you can make the dates, but right. 1 of you can't.
Right.
And then it's like, we can't go because we're not all there. And it is difficult to, unless you've got someone in the group who is like making a joint calendar, sharing everyone's calendars, who's like on a mission to make this happen. It's tricky.
Well,
don't beat yourself up, guys.
I know. Well, because I would like to congratulate myself.
Chintzy is in charge.
In this instance.
I am never in charge of the booking.
Where, you know, we got the dates down. Is everyone all right with those fucking dates?
Yeah. They're in the calendar.
Give or take 1 or 2 days. They're in the calendar before we've even made the bookings. Mm. And then eventually it just came down to me. I said, I'm fucking booking this.
What we do
book
is
book the flight and I book the hotel.
We always put the dates in the diary and then kind of forget to book the holiday. Yeah. And then it gets to about a week before and we're like, oh.
Well, then, you know, it was like, we've had a look on booking.com, you know, about a while ago, but now they've sold out.
Yeah.
And now it's like, what's
so
the
back
next
to the
best
drawing
option?
Board, what we left
but
with.
I think the key to success is making sure it comes out the group chat is, it's about, you've got to plan about a year in advance.
Honestly.
I swear to God.
Honestly.
Say,
you
right. You want
to get those dates locked
first
in
week of June,
early.
2024.
We're
who's
going.
About?
Who's got plans?
Yeah.
Cancel them.
Put it in the diary.
Mm-hmm.
Put it into your boss. Mm. I need this week off.
Yeah.
And it's about, but then it's awkward if you then have a falling out. Before the year's up.
That's
because it's
true.
Like, are we really committing to a week's holiday in a year's time?
That's true.
You know?
I don't know what I'm going to be doing. I don't know if I'm going to be
myself
friends with you
Sophia,
in a year's time.
We can pretty much, you know, guarantee
yeah, we're stuck
the friendship
in this.
Is still there
yeah.
in about a year's time.
Mm.
But if it's like a group of six, you don't know. Some
you don't
people
know.
Might drop off. Some people don't want to commit to, you know, £500 for a holiday.
I think I'm not going to go on.
If I'm not sure about you, Helen. I'm not sure if I want to go on holiday with you, Helen, in the year.
Ask me near the
and
time.
Also, you know, things change. You might have a new boyfriend. You might make a new friend. La, la, la.
Mm. So you want to go on holiday with him, but you've used your holiday for the girls. Right, exactly. It's like, well, now I'm not going to get to go away with him. It's difficult.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, shall we get into some dilemmas? Absolutely. It's girl talk this week. We're going to try and keep this girl talk focused.
We've got some good girl talk.
Because sometimes we do slip into the boy talks, but you know, it's just what's it in just the inbox, comes. Guys. It's just what's in the inbox.
It's naturally ebbs and flows. Baby.
Okay, let's start here, guys. We're going to talk about work friends.
Absolutely.
Colleagues, acquaintances, Sally from the office.
Colleagues.
Susan from the shop.
Oh,
Bill
yeah.
Bill at the bank.
You know,
work
we
friends.
Love a colleague.
Yes or no? Where is the line?
It's a good question, actually, because it is a good question.
I've got a funny story about work friends. This is actually so random what happened at the weekend. Sorry, this has been a long intro. When I was enjoying my spicy drink, so I went out the weekend to this restaurant.
Absolutely.
And I saw two people from where I used to work there. So I was outside.
From JW?
Someone was on me. From JW.
What in the world?
Yeah, from Nottingham.
What in the world?
I was sat outside, I was having my drinks, I was
what
a bit
hell?
Tipsy. And I just looked over and I saw this girl. And I was like, hang on a sec. I was like, oh my God, I can't see properly.
Would
like
you
my vision's a bit blurred. I was like, do I know that girl? Is that who I think it is? Like, oh my God,
did
is
you
that?
Consider them good friends at work?
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah.
What of your closer kind?
Not my closest, but like good friends at work. Yeah. Like when I think back to like one of the girls I've been to her house, like
right,
we go out
right,
together.
Right,
like,
right.
Yeah, work friends.
Right.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, is that her? Is it not?
Wow.
And my vision, you know, I was like, I don't know if that's her or not. But it was.
Wow.
And like we caught eyes and I was like, Sarah?
Wow.
And she was like, oh. And then we got up and I was like, oh my God, what are you doing here? Like, this is so weird.
Random.
So that was weird. Like
that
one
is weird.
Girl. And she was like, yeah, I live here now. She lives around the corner.
Weird.
And I was like, oh my God, this is so weird.
That's so weird.
She was
weird.
Like, oh yeah, I'm here with, you know, X, Y. And said, I was like, oh my God, I remember you talking to me about these girls at work. Like, I remember this was your original friendship
right.
group that she's still here with. Because her
good
boyfriend
her.
Always lived in London. I was like, oh my God, here we are. So that was a weird thing. And then I put on my story, like a picture of where I was.
Yeah.
Boy from work
wow.
DMs me.
Wow.
Oh my God, are you at blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
And I was like, yes. He was like, oh my God, I'm here too. I was like,
wow.
Stop. I was like, no way. This is
wow.
so weird. I was like, oh my God, come, like I'm here. Like, come and find me. Like,
wow.
what are you doing? And he was there with his boyfriend. He was like, and I was like, oh my God.
Wow.
I was like, look, Sarah's here too.
Wow.
And we were like, wow. And it was just weird.
That
I was
is
like,
so weird.
You know, I rarely bump into people
no,
that I
we
know.
Never bump like, into people.
Like bumping into people from Nottingham. Like,
especially.
I was like, and now we're in a, it's
in a
weird
big
that,
city.
Yeah, like if I was in Nottingham, I'd be like, oh yeah, my God, yeah,
makes
of course.
Sense.
But like the fact that we're in London, we're in a different
right.
city. We're at this place that I never
it's
usually go to. And like I've bumped into two people from the same
right.
job. It was just so weird.
Well,
because they were
sense.
Going to see Beyonce.
Of course.
And I was like, that's why they were there. I was
of
like, oh,
course.
It's making sense.
Beyonce was bringing
just here
everyone together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow. So it was
wow.
really nice. I was like, oh, this is a blast from the past,
wow.
you guys.
We had good experience with work friends.
Great experiences
like
with work
all
friends.
Positive experience with work friends.
Yeah.
So that's so random.
So two people.
That is so
same
random.
Day, same place.
Random.
Different city than
random,
where we all met.
Random. You know, borough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Random.
It was like, I was like, this can't be happening. I was like, oh my God, who's going to turn
yeah,
up next?
Because I was thinking about a couple people from my old work, like not like close people. Because I think I thought, oh, I wonder what they're up to.
Doing.
And it's like so interesting,
yeah.
you know, when you lose touch. But it's like these people, used to see them four times a week.
I know.
Like for long periods of time.
I know.
Like, that's actually crazy.
Yeah. I do think for myself, like, the reason I've lost touch with a lot of work people is because we moved.
It's distance.
It's distance.
Of course it is. Yeah.
Because you go from, yeah, seeing them every day. And then even when I left, it was like, oh, well, when you guys were out the weekend, I'll still be here.
Exactly.
But then, yeah, when we moved city, it was like, oh, well, I'm not really there at the weekend to hang out. Right. They're not really coming here. It's like, it's exactly. We're not at that level where you're going to come and stay with me for the weekend.
Right.
You know, life's like,
just,
yeah,
when you're not in the same
environment
and city and schedule,
yeah,
because things tough, we're all on the same schedule,
yeah, exactly,
we were all on the same fucking schedule, yeah. We all had the same shifts,
yeah,
you know,
and
we're
also
all
we
same...
knew all the same people,
right, exactly,
now like
their friends, you know, it
are
was
your
all...
friends, it's exactly. Very mixed, yeah. Okay, so sorry, back to the dilemma. Work friends, yes or no, where is the line? So I have a question of the week and corporate girly dilemma.
Absolutely.
So she's got a question for us. Question of the week, number one.
Oh, okay. So she, okay.
What are the opinions on friends at work, as in having people on social media, seeing them outside of work?
Right.
Absolutely, my besties are from work, or I come for business. Okay, so she's given us the option. Okay, right. She's given us question of the week.
Because
okay,
well, you know just, what is just... actually fucking interesting? Who said the other day something about it was seasonal friends?
Yes.
Situational friends.
Friends.
What was that fucking quote?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Friends for a reason.
Yeah.
Friends for a season. Or
friends
for
life.
So you have friends who are your friends
here
for
we go.
A reason.
Yeah.
And the reason is that you work together, you went to school together,
right.
You went to uni together.
Right.
Like the reason, you have a reason to be friends.
Right.
You're in the same environment.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
You're in the same
and it's
schedule.
Like you might not have ever met
yes.
if it wasn't for that reason. Like, yeah, work friends. A lot of people who we met, we would probably never have crossed paths
yeah.
with them.
And it's also like the reason is like when you leave work, you're kind of no longer friends with them anymore
right.
because the reason has gone.
Gone. Yeah, it's like school. It's like, I feel like we used to say, like, a lot of French school friendships, they're kind of forced upon you because think...
Well, that's
was a,
the reason.
That's
the
reason.
The reason right. we are friends is because I see you at school every day.
Right.
Not
right.
because we have this, like...
Incredible. I don't know. But think,
yeah, I'd find you in any
school,
lifetime. You're my soulmate
right.
friendship.
Think at primary school, there's 30 girls in a class. No, there's
yeah.
30 people in a class. 15
girls.
You gotta pick your friend
pick
then.
Pick three or four.
Pick a couple. Pick your best friend out of the 10
yeah.
girls there then.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's
it's like
the
you've
reason.
Not, I mean, you've chose, but you've mm. you've not chose. Mm.
So friends yeah. for a reason is that.
Yeah.
Friends for a season.
So what does season mean then?
Just like for a season of life.
So it's like they came in for that one amazing summer or
yeah.
for that those couple of years. Wow, yeah.
It was like a it summer was, thing. It was a summer.
I don't
yeah.
know. Yeah, or it was like maybe yeah, she was one of your boyfriend's friends,
yes.
who you were going out with for a couple
yeah.
of years,
or
and then
maybe,
you broke up, and it's like, well, I can't be friends with her now,
yeah.
and it's like that was the season, enjoyed it while it lasted.
Yeah.
It's like a relationship; boys come and go,
yeah,
right.
And then you've got the friends for life,
friends for life.
So it's basically like a quote just to like reassure you that not every single friend has to
stay around for
stay
life.
Stay around forever.
And it's like,
and you have friends yeah. for a reason. Some for yeah. for a season.
Yeah.
Like not every friend yeah. has to be there throughout
yeah.
everything.
Friends also do come and go.
And
that's why was someone talking about, was it like a wedding and everyone was coming together? It was like, oh, these were friends from when I was at school.
Yeah.
There were some uni friends,
yeah.
friends that I have now, and everyone was kind of coming together.
One big
and it's
group.
Like, yeah, because it's like you're not meant to have these friends that are constantly there throughout the entirety of your life.
Well, it's like it's okay if they're
not. It's okay if they're not, right?
Yeah. So, God, we keep going. So her question was.
So she's got, okay.
What are the opinions on friends at work? And then, so that was her question of the week suggestion. Maybe we should actually use that as an official poll.
Yeah, we should probably should.
But we'll save that.
Yeah.
So then her dilemma after is, so I'm 23, being a big corporate company for almost 3 years now, doing marketing and loving it.
Amazing.
I used to be in a team with a girl a year younger than me, and we became absolute best friends.
Yeah.
Always saw each other outside of work for dinner, drinks,
love.
Shopping. Even celebrated birthdays together. The friendship really quickly turned sour after about 8 months
Ooh.
Due to her spreading rumors behind my back, lying to higher management about things I said slash was gonna do, and overall painting me out as a bad person.
What the fuck? And you called this girl your best friend?
It really caused years
Whoa.
Of ag and such a toxic
yeah.
environment to the point where I almost left the job.
Well, yeah, that's stress in the workplace that you don't, that
However, in February, I moved to a different department doing doing a similar type of marketing and I'm loving it so much. Mm-hmm. It's another team of just girls, and within my close team are two girls, slightly older, yeah, but still a similar age, 26-ish, yeah, and they're so lovely. I couldn't ask for a better team and people to mm-hmm. work with. So the issue is, I feel I have such a wall up when it comes to doing things now yes. outside of work, yes. talking about personal lives, building friendships. Yeah. I've tried so much to drop it, but I honestly don't know how to overcome it. They follow me on social media, but I have them blocked on my stories in fear they'll get too close or know too much and try and use something against me like the girl before did.
Bless you. Right.
I honestly know that what happened before is rare and came from immense jealousy, but still, like, it's in me and I really don't know how to move forward.
Absolutely. I mean, I'd be like...
The same. You'd be You'd go with caution, wouldn't you?
It's like when a boyfriend cheats on you and you're going into the next relationship. Paranoid. Of course I'm going to have some insecurities.
I want to be friends with them. And I know some people meet their best friends and friends for life at work.
Yeah.
And they all seem really lovely. But what can I do? How can I get over this? Is it wise to get friendly with people from work, to take it outside of work? Like, is that a smart thing to do? How much do I share with someone at work?
Right.
Any advice would be much appreciated.
I totally understand.
Good question.
Where she's come. That is, I've never heard of anything like that. That good.
That
you know, you called her your best friend, a new friend, got on so well, best friend, and then suddenly switching on you like that. I can't imagine what that is like. It's like
betrayal.
It's betrayal. It's heartbreak. It's disappointment. Why do you hate me? That would be gut wrenching, right? If someone you called your best friend, especially if you were in like a new city that you've moved to. You finally find someone you can trust. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess there's two sides. You look at it from two sides. Like, yes, it's so true. Like, people at work, people meet some of their best friends at work.
Because relationships, husbands,
like
wives.
You spend a lot of your life at work. Right. Like, if you're a corporate girlie, a lot of your Monday to Friday, you're in the office, right? Yeah. You're around these people. So yeah, if there's people there your age and girls that you get along with, it's like, oh my God, yeah, let's all be friends. Let's go out for drinks. Who's your boyfriend? Let's go on a double date. Like, that's lovely.
And I think
there's also the other side.
Yeah.
That's like, okay, well, you know, sometimes friends fall out. Sometimes it's problems within friendships. Mm-hmm. And then
if
it does go sour, I'm then sabotaging my work life because now I'm going into the office on a Monday and I've got anxiety about the girl that I sit next to because, you know, we're not mates anymore. And it's like, it's like work relationships romantic.
It's the same
risk
you're taking.
That's why some companies, they're like, no, you can't have relationships at work. Right. That's why some people, like, it's not allowed.
Well, yeah, it's the same
risk. Or it's frowned upon.
You're taking, like, if you would write in and say, oh, do I keep dating this guy from work?
Yeah, it's a similar risk.
It's a similar risk. It's like, you know, I think go for it, but just know that, yeah, if things break down, it's like it could be...
You've got to deal with
a bit awkward, but I think you can't, like... When you meet good people and like obviously like you're sharing a job, like you're on the same similar schedule, like you're working on the same project.
We're having a gossip.
Yeah,
we're talking
and
about
it's like
life.
You're naturally just going to talk about life. Mm. What did you do at the weekend? Like you can't deny yourselves those conversations, like blocking them from your stories. Like I get it. But also it's like you don't want to seem like a robot in the workplace if they're like, oh, Susan, what did you do at the weekend? You're like, oh, well, I don't want to fucking tell you.
You don't want to be filtering yourself.
Yeah, like you do just want to be yourself and be able to relax. I understand that obviously you've got this, you know, bad experience in the past with that one girl. Mm. But I think
you trusted and it kind of backfired on you.
Right. Try not to deny yourselves those friendships,
nice relationships because
these girls seem really nice and they seem like they want to be your friend and you're all working on, you know, work friendships are beautiful because I don't
and they're
know
healthy,
they're healthy
and it makes the day better, like makes the day go quicker.
And there's nothing better than looking forward to going to work because you can't wait to hang out with someone because you just genuinely have such
get
a good
along.
Vibe and get along.
Yeah,
so you know, I know you've said you've tried to tell yourself that in the past, like, but I would, you know, try and ease yourself into
maybe
these
unblock
girls.
Unblock them from the stories.
Yeah. And, you know, ask them what they did at the weekend and like, don't deny yourselves these friendships because, you know, friendships
these
are beautiful.
These could be people that are with you for life.
Right. Exactly. And friendships are what makes life really fun and worth living. Like, you know, having fun, finding the joy out of things. Like, I don't want you to go to work and not have mates and just kind of be like, oh, I don't want to be your friend. You can't be my friend. You can't be my friend. And then
just
leave.
Well, it's like, it's what what are your boundaries? Like, there are definitely some people out there who they see the people at work as professional. Like, I'm not mixing. I'm not doing it. Like, I've got my friends who I go out with and I'm social with. I don't need my work people to be my friends. Like, I want my work people to see me as a professional person at work. Like, I don't need the people at work knowing about my fucking wild weekend. Right. Like, sometimes you don't want that dynamic. But I think it depends on maybe where you work, how old you are, what's the environment, who's there, like what is your job, like it varies. But I think that's just like, I don't think one is better than the other, but it's just like, what is your personal
boundaries?
What do you want? Like, do you want the people at work to strictly stay at work? Because I get that, and there are a lot of people out there who do. Mm-hmm. Or do you want, like, do you want to make more friends?
Do you want to get to know these?
Do you want to get to know them better? Or do you think I've got my mates? I don't need to be crossing lines. Like,
what would you rather? If your personal
there's no right or wrong, I don't
after
think
after that experience are different, then they're different. But you know, all we can speak on is our experience, and we've made some, you know, from our past jobs, you know, we made some great, like, amazing friendships, and from, like, you know, we've had managers, you know, elsewhere, amazing friendships as well.
We've had positive experiences.
Like, we've had only positive experiences, so that's all we can go off. So, you know, I would say go for it, you know, get to know these girls, have fun, friendships are beautiful, but it's at your own
It's your call.
It's your call.
No right or wrong.
No right or wrong. Exactly. And if you feel like you're going to be in this role for a couple of years, just ease yourself into it. There is no rush.
And like, also, like, we don't have to be best mates.
No, like, friendships do take time. Yeah. Like, you're not going to click your fingers and, like, be hanging out with them at the weekend.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they are slow burners.
Like, you can be really good friends with people at work, but you never see them outside of work.
Right.
Like, and that's totally fine. Doesn't mean you have to start spending your birthdays with them and going out for drinks. Like, you can have really good relationships, but they can stay in the building.
Listen
to this, guys. You ready for this sound?
Give us some ASMR.
Baby.
All right, do you want to hear mine?
Cheers. Bottoms up.
Bottoms up.
What a treat, hey? Coke in the studio. Coca-Cola. Don't mind if I do. We're on the Coke Zero.
One of life's truest pleasures is a Coke Zero, isn't it?
Nothing better than a Coke Zero. Like, on a hot day, bit of ice. Oh. You know when it's like, oh, I just need a Coke. I just need a glass of Coke.
A glass straw with ice, you know, really makes the difference to the experience. Like, this is its, you know, just the can. This is an unrefrigerated can.
It's still great.
This is its worst state, and it's still incredible. So just imagine ice, glass straw, and it's a hot day, and you're thirsty. And the way it goes down into your esophagus.
You feel it in your whole body.
You feel it in your heart. Right. Here we go. The guy I thought I would marry asks out my BFF.
Shit.
So you were either blindsided. Like, what's going on here? Just gonna take a sip.
Take a sip.
Oh, almost spilled it all on me. Right, I need your advice. There's this guy, Brian, who I always thought I would end up with.
Oh.
This is giving Love, Rosie.
Massively.
Isn't it? So it's giving, like, you've kind of, I mean, I'm just assuming here, but what it's giving to me is you've known this guy since you were like 5. You've always kind of been in love with each other, but you've had a boyfriend, then he got a girlfriend, you've had a boyfriend. You've never quite declared your love to each other, but you're in love with each other.
And you've always sort of thought, we'll probably be together one day.
Yeah, maybe you made that pact when you were younger that, oh, if we're both 30 and single, we'll get married. You know, that kind of vibes. But now he's just completely gone in the opposite direction.
And that's your BFF.
Okay, so I really thought I would marry him one day. We've always been like sliding doors. And never single at the same time. That's exactly what I said.
Love, Rosie.
Okay, so you've always just kind of been missing each other.
Ships in the night.
Yeah. Sliding doors. I've never heard that analogy, but yeah, it makes so much sense.
No, I haven't heard sliding doors.
So we're just sliding doors. We're just missing each other.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've never been single at the same time. Last year, we were single for 6 months until he got himself a new girlfriend. Okay. So I'm assuming this guy's in the friendship group. He's just...
Maybe it's a family friend.
I'm thinking, he's just about, and you just know this guy. During that time, I really thought he would make a move on me.
Oh, babe. Because you thought, oh my God, we're 6 months, we're single.
Like, this is your opportunity.
If you wanted to.
He would.
I'm single. There's no reason why not.
But he didn't. At the time, I had gone through a really messy breakup, so I guess I was a bit emotionally available, but I still thought he would have indicated he was interested in me, considering throughout my whole relationship, he would always drunk call me, saying how he was still in love with me.
Okay, so we have with validation that he has had feelings for you,
but only is attracted drunkenness. To you,
sees you in that
still in love with me. So are you ex? I'm assuming you might be like exes from a while ago.
Yeah.
That's okay. Well, absolutely. I'd be thinking the same thing too. I'd say I'm fucking single. Make your move.
Mm.
Okay, so we only kind of just say it in drunkenness.
Mm.
However, as soon as I was single, there was nothing. During summer, he ended up being in the same place as me and my best friend. Oh, fuck. This is actually gut-wrenching. Same place as me and my best friend. So we all hung out on the beach together. I thought this was finally making some... him finally making some effort with me.
Yeah.
So you thought this was all for you.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I just forgot the title. Of course, it's going to go with the best friend.
I know.
I forgot what we were even reading.
So you're kind of like, oh my God, you know, this is great. This is it. We're kind of going
to. We're in the same place for summer.
We can kind of, you know, just touch base and just, you know, have some fun. So you're thinking, oh, you know, he's kind of come here for me. Those kind of vibes. You know, he knows that I've come here. You know, I don't know. La, la, la. I thought this was him finally making some effort. Okay. However, when we got home after this beach day, oh, for fuck me. This is actually like ridiculous. However, when we got home after this beach day, he texted her, thanking her for letting him join and asked her for a fucking drink.
Oh, that is hot. I would be sobbing into my pillow.
I know.
I'd be heartbroken.
Sobbing.
There's not much heartbreak that
you know, hurts. It's the feeling of yearning someone for years.
Yeah.
You know, when you've been thinking about someone loving you for years, like he's, you know, if you're thinking he secretly loves me, you know, I don't know, when you just think, oh, this is, we're clearly meant to be.
Mm.
And you've been thinking that for years, at least, you know, like 6 months.
Mm. And it's just,
and it turns out
it just feels like a shitload of rejection.
Yeah,
just because you've sat there with your best friend and him, and you've been thinking, you're a bit giddy, you've got butterflies.
When you look in his eyes, you're thinking, oh, that was this moment, you know.
Yeah, but then you get home and he's messaged your best mate.
Fuck that. At least
what a way to bring you down.
She's like telling you what's
true.
You know, she's not hiding it.
Does she know how you feel about this guy?
The next line is, it says, she sent me the screenshot, you know, straight away. Being like,
you were probably hoping to get that text from him. You were probably waiting for your phone
Lovely
to ping.
To see you today. Thank you for letting me hang out with you and your best friend.
It was great to meet Susan.
Yeah, those kind
Maybe
of
Maybe we just do one-on-one next time, you know?
Right. Exactly. And then that's him kind of being like, maybe we should just go
hang out at sunset. Two. Back to the beach.
I can bring a couple cans of Coke Zero and, you know, my flask of ice. Some strawberries. Okay. So she sent me the screenshot. She sent the screenshot to me and it definitely sounded like he was asking her on a fucking date.
Aww.
I called him to speak about this.
And yeah, because like you're not afraid to ask other girls out.
Right.
But so also what is like, it with me?
I call him and be like, are you actually taking the fucking piss?
Mm.
You have been leading me up the garden fucking path, up the garden fence for years. You have the dare to call me when you're drunk. Tell me you love me.
When I'm in a relationship,
sending me into turmoil, we're finally single, and you've got the cheek to ask out Susan.
When you've never asked out me.
When you've never even made any effort with me. Mm. And how do you think I'm feeling?
Mm.
It's giving... Yeah, he's not giving right now. So I called him to speak about this, and he basically gaslit me. saying he wasn't asking her out. Oh, so now he's retracting.
Backpedaling.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it was only asking her for a drink as friends. And I'm overreacting.
Bullshit.
So he said, that was purely for mates. Mates. Well, where was my thank you?
Yeah, where was my mates?
You clearly want to hang out with her one-on-one, you know, date-wise. Even though she is my friend, they aren't friends without me.
Exactly. Right. You're the glue.
You are the glue. Like, they wouldn't know each other if it wasn't for you. She says, I am the glue. Right. What you just said. I am the glue. So it would be weird for them to go out for drinks without me anyway. Yeah, it's like they just wouldn't do that.
No.
Like, you're not mates. We didn't really speak for a while after this because I was so hurt by him, especially as I was planning on asking him on a date after this beach day. Oh. But I didn't when I found out he'd asked her out. Oh. So you were, meanwhile,
hyping yourself
you
up.
Were hyping, plucking up the courage to be like, look, I'm just going to make the fucking first move.
I'm going to be
if
confident,
he's not,
I'm going to be sexy, I'm going to say what I want.
And he's got the cheek. Okay, so.
Really take the wind out your sails that.
6 months later.
Fuck. I need a sip of Coke.
Yeah, same. We have straws. We should have got our
but
straws.
But the problem with the straws, it bubbles out the top.
I know. Got my hands full here.
She's got Coke.
You know when bones. You just don't have a hand to touch your hair? Mm. 6 months later. This is a movie. Mm.
Seriously, I would
we should
this
write
book.
This up as a script. So 6 months later, he announces he has a new fucking girlfriend.
Not your best friend, though.
And now, no. And now we don't speak anymore. Unless it's at a family friends event, so they are family friends.
I fucking knew it.
Yeah.
What's going on today?
It makes so much sense. Yeah,
fortune tellers today.
It makes so much sense. That is the only situation where there would be a guy like this where it's like, I don't know.
It's family friend dynamic.
It is. I have never really gotten over it, and I just really miss him.
Oh,
babe. A new girlfriend.
How many girlfriends has this guy had?
This guy is getting through them.
Relationship after relationship.
He's, you know, girls are just falling in love with him. He must have some incredible eyes or something.
Right. He must be quite charming.
Right. I've been keeping myself distracted and just trying to move forward with my life. But my head always goes back to him. This is literally giving love, Rosie. Like, you need to watch that film if you haven't. And he will always just be the one that got away. But watch La Rosie. It is a happy ending, right? Don't they have a child together in the end?
Yeah.
No, she had a child with someone else. But they do. They are together in the end. Mm. I'm scared he's going to marry this new girlfriend.
Oh my God.
And you'll be invited to the wedding because you're a family friend. We have to watch him get married. Should I say something before they get too serious? So this is serious. She loves this boy. This is serious. Or do I just let him go? I feel like I deserve better, but sometimes I do think maybe it was just an innocent text to my best friend. Okay, so...
No, I don't think it was.
Even though my gut says it wasn't.
Mm, I don't think
but
that
But what
was.
Are his true feelings? Does he even feel any type of way? He mustn't. Because he had 6 months to act on it. Mm. He had over 6 months. Mm. Please help. I am so scared of living with regret. It doesn't help that he has this new girlfriend and I'm still single. Right, so it's not like you've got yourself a distraction.
Yeah.
You know,
This is tough.
This is really hard.
Because it's, you know, when you have that relationship with someone that never quite turns into anything, but there's been glimpses of it.
Glimpses.
There's always that, like, what would that have been like? Mm. You know, I wonder what, there's question marks around it because it never actually happened. You know, if you'd have had a relationship, been together for 3 years.
Yeah.
Then
you might have seen the realities of him.
Had a nasty breakup. Yeah. You saw more sides of him. Like, you actually realize, oh, I don't want to be with someone like you. Mm. But when you only get that, like, the glimpses of someone and like the, oh, what if, the maybes, the, oh my God, was that look? Like, you see all the good stuff.
Well, yeah, because you're only getting the glimpses where you feel the butterflies.
Yeah.
Right?
So and it's romantic and it's exciting. You don't experience.
And you're unsure. It's, and it's like, yeah, maybe that's been happening for 2 years. You get butterflies every time. I don't don't know.
Yeah.
And it's like,
you don't, you've never actually experienced that, like, together for 3 years. It's safe. It's mundane. Yeah. He actually annoys me a little bit. Or we had this fight. I didn't like that. Didn't like that side to him. Yeah. I saw a different side to him there. Like, you know what you, the sides that you see to people.
Yeah. You've not truly seen all the sides.
Yeah. So it can, you can only romanticize it.
But I do think he's shown you.
It's always the what ifs.
He's shown you, you know, a quite a disrespectful side to himself with the best friend incident. You know, do you think that was just so I think she's questioning whether she should just forget about that and that was just a mistake, or where that, or did that mean something that it's like, no, I don't like you. And I will never like you like that.
You obviously know all the details, but from reading it, it doesn't seem like an innocent mistake.
No.
Like, like you said, you're the glue. You've brought those two together. We're hanging out as friends. It's weird that he's gone to the effort to text your best friend, who he's what, just met, to say, thank you for letting me join. Do you want to go for a drink?
Right, that's a date.
100%. And not text you, really nice to see you. She seems really nice. Mm. Tell her I said hello.
But then isn't it interesting?
Maybe see you girls soon.
Isn't it interesting that when you bring it up to him, he denies it. Like a boyfriend would deny cheating allegations. Mm. And he has to, you know, he downplays it and says it wasn't like that, to worm his way out. Because what? Because he like, why? Because why would you not just be honest with me and say, well, look, yeah. Because if you two didn't see something between the two of you, obviously there's something there. Obviously,
something.
If when he's drunk, he's calling you up, I love you. You know, there is something there.
Yeah. But I also think on the flip side,
is it just something you've built up in your head, to a fantasy?
What is the reality
of it? There we go. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because you've just been dreaming about this guy.
And painting this picture.
Painting a picture.
What things could be like. And imagining him saying this to you. We've all done it. I've done it.
Absolutely.
Everyone's done
he
it.
He hasn't.
But what actually has happened in reality, he's just had girlfriend after girlfriend after girlfriend because...
And allowed you to watch... Just to watch along.
Yeah.
And like, I think he would know that that's hurting you.
You have been single at the same time. And... nothing changed. He didn't, you know, make a move on you.
He didn't say, this is finally, we're finally single.
Yeah, would love to see
like,
you.
Like in the fucking Love, Rosie. Oh, I've been wanting to say this since we were 15.
I know.
You know, those kind of vibes. Like, didn't take
and also,
his opportunity.
Like, you, that's not attractive either.
No.
Like, you know, you want to feel wanted. You want to meet a guy
who knows
what he's got in front of him.
Thinks you're the world.
Yeah.
Thinks the world of you and doesn't want to let you go.
And who's like, oh, you know, I couldn't stand seeing you with someone else. You know, I can't let you go.
Exactly.
I've got to let you know how I feel.
And also someone who couldn't stand getting a new girlfriend.
With someone else.
So the fact that he can click his fingers and get a fucking new girlfriend to parade around in front of you.
To me, it doesn't say that you're on his mind because he's in a whole new relationship with someone else.
Right. So I think you've got two options here because I think she's scared of living
with regret.
So I think it's two options. It's A or B. It's A, call him up, send him a text.
You put your feelings out there.
You just got to tell him what you've been feeling all this time. You know. I feel like we're a sliding door.
But he's got a new girlfriend.
I know,
is that disrespectful to their relationship? I don't know.
Yes and no, but I'm just thinking of her in this instance. That
I
don't want her to have regrets because I understand that. If this was Sophia, I'd say, do you know what? Put it all out there.
Fuck
it. Let's fucking see what happens. You never have to see him again. We'll just avoid these family friend functions. I don't know,
Mum. I'm not going.
Yeah, like we can just avoid them. Like I would say. Tell him how you feel. Otherwise, you're going to be thinking, what if for the rest of your life? And that is something that's really hard to live with. So it's A, right?
One or the other.
Maybe a text, less offense. You know, it's less.
Yeah.
It's not a phone call. That's
quite
hard.
You can get your feelings out there on text.
Yeah.
You can
lay
say
it
what
all
you mean.
Out. He won't be expecting it unless he is. And I don't know. Send him a big text, how you feel. Let it all out there. I don't know.
I don't want to disrespect your current relationship.
Yeah, but
I'm not expecting you to act on this.
No. I'm not expecting a response. No, I am.
I'm not expecting a response,
sorry.
But I'm not asking. Yeah.
I'm not asking you for anything right now.
Right.
I just need you to
for
know.
My own sanity.
and my own future.
Yeah.
It is. It's for my own... So I can just, move on.
Maybe just say
so
like,
I can heal.
I just want to get this off my chest.
I don't know how you feel. I don't know if, you know, but I you just even want, feel anything.
I want you to know how I feel. Okay? We're building something here.
I respect yourself and Helen's partnership.
What you have.
Relationship, what you have. It looks beautiful.
And the last thing I want to do is disturb that.
Yeah.
But.
This is about me for now. And I'm putting myself, I'm being selfish in this moment. I know I am. You know,
pardon the selfishness, but I've got to get my feelings out there.
I love you. Romantically, not as a friend.
Yeah, why don't you say something?
Just
you
say, could say I've something always like, had feelings for
I've
you.
I've always had feelings for you. Yeah. I've always kind of felt like we were like ships in the night, kind of just passing by each other.
Felt like we were meant to be.
Obviously, when I was in that other relationship, you drunk calling me, telling me you love me, like I did kind of cling on to that. And it was kind of like, it gave me an idea. Like it gave me
a glimpse that you liked me too.
It gave me
and
some
I'm
validation.
Sorry I didn't say in the moment.
And then when we were single for 6 months, I'm not gonna lie, like I was expecting you to make a move.
Because also when he was calling her, when he was calling her drunk, she had a boyfriend.
Yeah, she was in a relationship.
And you can't act on those conversations where so it's such a shame that you weren't single in those moments because you could have been
well,
like
that's
me
what
too.
She said, like when I was single
right.
it went silent.
I know, it's just so
and
annoying.
You could say that like so you know, annoying. I was shocked that then when I was actually single, this energy from you seemed to stop.
Stop. You turned
and
it
then
off.
We obviously, we had that thing with your best friend, whether you want to mention that or not. And you could just say like, yeah, like I just wanted to let you know that I've got feelings for you and I have for a while. And I've always been very confused on whether.
On where you stand.
This is all coming from me or do you have any, like, do you reciprocate any of this? Like, what's your view on this? Like, I'm just. It's always confused me.
Right.
And you could just say that.
So you could
just
lay it out
send
there.
It.
But then.
And then look, it's, this is, and then the repercussions of that is, are positives. It's off your chest. You've told him how you feel. He knows exactly how you feel, how you have been feeling. It's off your chest. You can then go and think, he knows. If he wants to act on it, that's on him.
But I can at least now move on.
And if he
that...
doesn't, then I know, okay.
Because
like,
all
you
want to know is
you don't feel the same
that...
about me. I've got closure now. Right. This is someone who, it's not
meant for
it's
me.
It's unrequited.
Because what you want to know is whether, you know,
this
isn't it's
meant
to
be.
To be or not. So it's like, as long as he knows, then if it's not meant to be, I know it's not meant to be.
Yeah, and I can move on
right.
peacefully.
Peacefully.
Or option number two, you don't say anything and you have the attitude of if he wanted to, he would.
Confusion means he doesn't want it.
Something's not right.
You know, if I'm confused, then that means you don't
want
me.
Want
he me. Doesn't want it.
Yeah.
And
because
that's the rule.
When someone wants you,
you will know.
There is no confusion. When you meet a guy who really likes you, who sees you in their future, who wants X, Y, and Z, there's no confusion. You're just along for the ride.
And you will have all the answers to these questions. You won't have any questions.
There won't be any questions.
Because you will just know and you will feel secure. You'll feel loved. You'll feel wanted.
Yeah.
And you
that,
will just
that
know.
That is always the rule.
That is the
when
rule.
When there's confusion, something's not right.
But then I do think there is an exception to the rule. When it's been so
years,
long like this, like
friends,
family
in and
friends,
out.
Like Love Rosie, like that, if you watch that film, like from the ages
a
of
big
five,
fans of the film.
From the ages of five.
Yeah. So that, but this is option two. So you either have that attitude
but then
of,
it's
yeah.
like, but yeah, he's an adult now.
Yeah.
If you
if
want
he wanted
me,
to,
let
he
me
would.
Know.
We were right. both single. There's no excuses about being in relationship. We were both single for
right.
half a year. We were both single
time.
At the same time.
Time.
He had his opportunity.
Yeah.
He didn't make any sort of things like he doesn't want me.
Because
he's
in,
had this time, like, and I'm a, and I'm gonna move on now.
Of the best friend incident.
Because why do you want someone who doesn't want
exactly.
you? You could either have that mindset or you think, I'm gonna put my feelings out there and he can do what he
give
wants.
Give it one last attempt.
Or you think, actually, I don't wanna be with someone who doesn't value me, who doesn't see me and notice me and think, oh
doesn't
my God,
see me and notice
I've got
me,
a,
yeah.
you're the one yeah. for me, like, let's do this. Mm. Like, he's just a guy who potentially has just been a bit of a flirt, mm-hmm. stringing you along. Mm-hmm. He's been in and out of your life because he's family friends, so you have to see him at certain occasions.
So that's
like,
why he's stuck around.
That's why he's stuck around, mm-hmm. because of circumstances.
Circumstance.
So you either see it depends which lens you're going to look at it through.
I feel like...
I don't think I would say anything.
No. I think only you know. I could easily convince myself to send the text and not send the text.
Me too.
But
I would I see feel
like
him...
But this is your life, and I feel like you've been sat on this for a long time and they're
not
knowing.
I feel like you want to send the text.
Same. And I feel like, low-key, I would too.
Mm.
Because it's not just a guy we met, you know, 8 months ago. This is someone we've known for, you know, there's a deep history with this person.
Yeah, true.
So, you know, I would be more so tempted to send the text and just get my feelings out there.
For your own peace of mind. Just,
none of you are telling each other the truth.
Right.
You know, neither of you are letting each other know what's really going on in the heart and in the mind.
It's been confusing.
Yeah, like, I don't know if that's fear of, I don't know what that is. Mm. But I feel like one of you needs to just lay it out there.
If you want to. What does your gut tell you?
Because I want you, if he's going to marry this new girlfriend, I want you at least to attend the wedding and know, wasn't meant for me. You know, wasn't meant for me. Feelings weren't reciprocated. I've moved on. I want you to attend his wedding with this girl, with your husband, that you're happy with. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Instead of being sat there thinking, oh, I should have told him I fucking loved him, you know, sobbing at his fucking wedding.
Because then you will have the what if.
Yeah, because then you'll have the what if. So I'm tempted to send a text.
Good luck. Let us know what happens there.
I know. No, like actually, seriously, let us know what happens. Baby.
Okay. My best friend has given me the ick.
Now that's interesting. I mean, it's like, can your mum give you the ick? You know, where is the... Where does it end?
To guys in our life?
Yeah.
Or does
my dad has given me the ick. My auntie has given me the ick. Where does it exist? Stop?
My best friend and I, Susan, have been friends for coming up to 8 years.
Congrats.
We became close because we are in a couples friendship group with four other couples. Ooh. And in some way or another, everyone has known each other for a long time.
Oh, that's a lovely dynamic.
My cousins are in this group with their wives. Wow. The boys are all best mates since school. Some of the girls are too. It's a very close-knit
group. That's a lovely group of people.
For context, Susan is the only one without a long-term connection in the group. She's a bonus friend, if you will.
So Susan's not got a partner.
Her husband, Brian, is one of the best friends within the group.
Oh, so she's, okay. She's not like got a cousin in the group.
She didn't go to school with you girls. Yes, she's not cousins with you, anyone.
She's in the group because of her husband.
Because of her husband. Gotcha. We became close quite quickly, although I am a confident person and very anxious, a huge people pleaser and overthinker, but she is the opposite. She's direct, opinionated, and very strong-willed. So we found a quite nice balance between us.
That's nice.
Fast forward to October 2022, so last October, Susan has a baby, and I launch auntie mode.
Wow.
I adore this list. This is not what I was expecting from Miss Dilemma
neither.
At all.
Okay.
I adore
What's
this little
happen?
Girl and I'm there for Susan and Brian like a sister would be.
Aww.
There for them at the drop of a hat, gifts, food parcels, Oof. You name it, I did it. Aww. I wanted to do it. I wanted to look after them and be there for Susan, my best friend.
Yeah.
The thing to bear in mind here was I was planning a wedding. My life was amazing. And my cup was full. I had time and energy to put into this friendship.
Okay. So you were getting busier. So you were planning a wedding. Is that what she's saying?
I think so. She's saying she had a lot on her plate, I think. Alongside this, I have been what I can only describe to you as a therapist for Susan.
Okay.
She has struggled with her relationship, becoming a mum, work, life stresses, and I have been there to offer advice, shoulders to cry on, and an ear to listen.
Okay.
I have been this person to all of my friends, to be honest, and that's okay. I enjoy my role. Mm-hmm. So now, in March of this year, things started to change. My husband and I started looking at moving house, trying for a baby, and we've had health issues within the family that are causing a lot of distress. This has almost brought on an epiphany of I need to take care of myself this year.
My
cup is empty.
Yeah. So you're just like, you know what? I'm going to be a bit selfish. Mm. Yeah.
And I don't have the time or the energy to care for others anymore. Yeah. I'm not doing food parcels anymore. Yeah. I'm not popping around at the drop of a hat. I've got my own shit to worry about. I have a lot to think about and process, and I need space to do that. I have found that I don't want to tell Susan about anything in my life anymore.
Oh, okay.
I don't want her to know the good or the bad, okay. which I realise is not a good sign. I mentioned earlier that Susan is opinionated. What comes with that typically is judgment, unwarranted right. advice, and trying to be relatable and failing.
Right.
So I've distanced myself. I didn't message first. We'd usually message regularly within the week. And when she messaged me, I take a while to reply because I didn't know what to say. I wanted to give you a few examples of her behavior for context.
Yeah, we need some examples.
I know it took her a year to try and get pregnant. Mm-hmm. Both Susan and Brian have always joked about it, saying they didn't even want to get pregnant so quickly and it was too quick. For someone like me and my husband, it's taking longer, which has taken its toll on me.
Right.
But I'm doing okay. I know our time will come, but comments like that, I just don't need.
So she's kind of making insensitive comments. That are just kind of hurting.
Like, oh, we didn't even want to fall pregnant that right. quick, but it just happened.
But it's like in the meanwhile, I'm sat here desperate to get pregnant and it's just like a bit insensitive.
When yeah. I hinted that we were not enjoying the process, she said, I completely get it. But like, no, you don't.
Like, so it's like, you can't say relate. That.
Okay. No, you don't.
Got it.
It's okay to not, but like, don't.
You're right.
Secondly, I showed her pictures of the house we put an offer in on. I didn't want to, but she was prodding me about it as she'd heard about it through the grapevine.
Right.
Her response was, fucking hell, that's expensive. Not my taste, but Ooh. Very you.
So it's kind of like a backhanded compliment. Mm. It's like,
it's kind of a dig, but it's kind of not
my taste, but it's definitely your taste. Like, it's like,
what, is your taste better than mine? Right. Do you not like my taste?
And the comment that was it's like are you saying something nice or are you not,
Thirdly, she has no issue with slagging off other members of the group for their parenting skills, their way of living, their homes, whatever it might be. As I said, some of these people are my family,
right?
So that puts me in a very difficult position.
You're on about. Right.
Those are just a few examples, but the crux of this is that I struggle to want to talk to her at all anymore. She has messaged me a few times saying how upset she is that I'm being distant.
Okay.
And I've responded to say, I'm really sorry, but I need time. I know it's selfish, but I have an empty cup and I have to focus on myself. Yeah. I've even said to her, leave me be. But I get the response of, why can't we meet? We need to talk.
Right.
Or I've been really upset.
Right.
So you've
like communicated this, like you've said, like, leave me fucking alone.
All my other friends completely got it. They've said they'll be there for me when I need them, but they'll let me process what I need to process.
Oh, okay.
For the first time in a while, on Monday, the group had a barbecue and she made the entire BBQ. Thing so awkward.
Oh, no.
Moving away from the group to sit on their own as a three, Brian and baby Susan.
Oh, okay.
Has stopped calling me.
She's just going, walking over to the other side of the fucking garden. And you're just like, oh, come on, you guys. Like, it's a BBQ.
Stopped calling me auntie to her daughter, which I thought was petty.
It's just Susan now, not auntie Susan.
Drop the auntie.
Okay, so she's...
And avoiding eye contact at all costs. But then messages me saying, hey, how's you? I'm so confused.
It's really not funny.
The only thing I haven't done is tell her some home truths as I've done here. I just don't see the value in upsetting her.
So you've just kind of drifted and you've not let her know the reasons. You've removed yourself.
Going back to the subject title, because I've got a bit lost was my best friend has given me the ick.
So you've got the ick. What it is you're not feeling it anymore.
Yeah.
And that is okay. And you know, her friendship is not serving you anymore. You don't want to kind of sit there and talk negatively about the family, you know, your friends and their homes. And it's not a positive relationship anymore. And you're just removing yourself from it, and that's fine. But she desperately, you know, she wants
it's
the friendship.
Like, you're with a guy, he gives you the ick.
Exactly.
You can't shake it. And it's like, I don't want to say it because it's kind of mean.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, maybe you know, you didn't mean to do that.
Yeah.
But like, for some, like, you, but you still,
because you might
like,
be like, oh, it's just
wanna,
you as a person. Because I think that is just, that's just her.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's,
I can't really give you a bullet pointed list.
Yeah.
But it's just
you.
It's just, it's not me. It's you.
And yeah, those are the vibes it's giving.
So what do you do about that if the friend gives you the ick?
Yeah, because it's a shame now she's getting a bit petty. Like, why are we bringing the child into this now?
Right, I can still be the auntie.
Like, I'm an auntie. Relax. Like, I'm not just Susie. I'm Auntie Susie. Like, so the... But she's trying to... That's her desperately trying to get your attention. She wants you to feel something. Mm. She wants you to feel hurt. Right? And the avoiding eye contact.
I will
she
say...
She wants you to feel... Like, it's very hard to avoid eye contact.
I will say, it sounds like she wants to be friends with you.
It does.
She's reaching out, flattering, saying, hey, hello, can we meet?
How's you?
Can we talk?
Yeah.
Hey, how's you? Like, yeah. I think she wants to be friends. And the one that's like, oh my God, you're just giving me the ick right now. And I get it. Like, you're going through a hard... Well, I've not been there. But, you know, you're going through a hard time in life where you're struggling to fall pregnant.
She can't really
you're
relate.
You're stressed as a couple. Yeah. Like, you're in a bit of a down right now as a couple. Like, whereas she can't relate. She's had a baby, blah, blah. Right. Like,
but
and
your
you've
other
said
friends
to your
get
friends,
it. The other friends
I need
get
space.
It. Yeah.
But she's more of a, she doesn't want to give you space. She wants to be there
she's
for you.
She's an intense friend. She
wants
yeah.
to be there. She wants to.
I feel like she's an extrovert. She wants to be around you. Mm. And I imagine if she's ever going through something, she's
wants
the type
people
of person
there.
Who wants people there.
Doesn't want to be left on her
yeah,
own.
Whereas you're the opposite. Mm. And you said in the beginning, you're opposite. So you're obviously opposites. You both function in different ways.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like me. Sometimes I want to be on my own. Like,
right.
I enjoy being on my own. But like some people don't. Mm. And, you know,
it's the worst thing for them. They hate it.
It's the worst thing for them. And she's probably not getting to grips with the idea that you want to be alone.
Mm.
You know, she probably doesn't get that because she can't relate to that because she never wants to be alone kind of thing. But I just think this is going to, it's just going to take time. Mm. Like, you want this friendship to enter into be something else and it needs to become its
because
new normal.
Were,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like you were best
friends. You were
friends
super close.
In each other's pockets, around her house all the time. Mm. And now, yeah, you want the friendship to change. You don't want it to be
you
what
it
was.
You want it to be more.
You want it to be different. You want it to be less maintenance, less intense.
Less intense, not a best friendship.
Not
just
as
like
constant.
A kind of like drop-in friend. Yeah, I'll see you at the barbecue.
Yeah.
And we'll have a nice time and we can catch up.
Yeah.
But it's like it doesn't really go beyond the social environments, like the group settings.
But I guess, like, can you backpedal?
I think you can. I think it's just going to take a long time.
It's a slow process.
Like, I think until it becomes the new normal for her, she's still going to want to... Because
she's confused.
You either say something to her, be honest with her, say, look, I don't, you know.
Sounds like she has.
Yeah.
Well, she did say she hasn't been as blunt to her as she was
you've
in her email.
You've not actually told her the reasons why you don't want to be a friend anymore.
Or you want to be more of a distant friend.
More of a distant friend.
Because you've got the ick.
I just think... It will take time. I don't know. Unless you want like a big kind of like situation
sit
to
down
occur,
talk.
Which I don't think you want to because, you know, a lot's going on.
Don't
want
to draw more. I've not got energy to pour into this.
I think just keep doing what you're doing. Like at the end of the day, like...
Get into this new
dynamic. And if she messages, how are you? You can respond, I'm doing great. And if she has to meet up, say, no, I'd prefer not to. And you're just going to have to get into that new normal. And then it'll be like, but I'll see you at the gathering in a couple Sundays times and you know I'm gonna bring my pork chops and I can't wait for you to bring your trifle and keep it surface like that and we're just not diving
if that's
into
what you want right now
and we're just not diving into the you know the nitty gritty of like what's going on right now because I don't want that friendship with you anymore and that's fine and like you've got to put
and it might not be that way forever. But this is just how you're feeling at the moment.
Just how you're feeling right now. And
I mean, could you talk to your husband about it? He's obviously friends with her husband.
Right.
Like, can you talk to the guys? Like,
I guess you don't want to hurt her feelings. Did she say she doesn't want to hurt her feelings?
Yeah. It's tricky. I mean, yes, the friends can give you the ick.
Yes.
But I think the ick, like, can you shake it with friends? I'd say you can easier than you can with boys.
I mean, you know, we've only ever had...
when you
had...
get the ick for guys, it doesn't go away.
Yeah, absolutely not. Because
but I think,
there's not...
can
because
it go away
when
with
I think
friends?
Of an ick,
maybe.
It's like attraction. Mm. But icks in friends, it's more kind of like, I just don't really like...
This
and... I don't want to associate, you know, surround myself with people who talk like that or think like that or do that. Mm, and those are the vibes that friendship's giving. You're not really enjoying her vibes anymore and that's fine, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think
keep just doing what you're doing. Keep trying to distance.
Yeah, and I think, you know,
sounds like you've had conversations. There's not really much else you can do. It's just kind of in that awkward phase. But I think it probably will get better.
Just
you'll settle into this new normal.
I think you'll settle into the new normal, and it is what it is. Like, yeah. It's a tough one because it's not like you can just
snap your
delete
fingers.
Her number, you know, yeah. You know, yeah, block her and you'll never see her again. It's not like she's in New York and you're in LA. Like, you know, you're she's married to like one of your cousins or some shit. I don't know. Like, you're all in that group.
Yeah.
And like, you don't want to stop hanging out with the group because those are your friends.
Yeah.
So it's like, how are you going to create
and
the
I
new
also
normal
don't know
with
if
her?
You want to cut, like, I you think don't you still want to be friends.
Right.
But you're just trying to go from being best friends. To, I don't want to be bestie mates.
To just a new level of friendship, a different level of friendship. And that's
a transition.
And I do just think that will take a while.
Yeah.
Because it's like a new normal, isn't it?
Yeah. Last one, you guys.
Here you guys.
These lengthy episodes.
I know. Am I a rebound or the real deal? I mean, if you're having to question it, I'm not sure. Hey, girls. So I've been single for the best part of 6 months now and gone on dates with a few guys, but they will always show me a couple of red flags and I would become uninterested. Right. Because I'm out here looking for a husband and I have very clear vision of what I want. Good for you. Good. Absolutely. That's what we all, yeah, absolutely. I've always been a wifey. And had a long-term relationship for several years before becoming single. So you're wifey material. You see, you're a relationship person.
You've always dated for a husband. Yes. You've not dated for a boyfriend, a summer fling, just a guy. He'll do for now.
You've always thought
long-term.
Yeah, and you've always tried to look at those people as like a potential husband. And you would hope that they are looking at you in the same light, being like, oh, I'd love, you know, one day I'd love you to have my babies and I'd love to marry you one day. Because that's kind of, you know, some people don't want that out of relationships, but a lot of people do. Okay. I am very much over my ex and while being single have been able to start seeing the red flags in men. Okay. I feel like I have grown up and now know what I want more than ever. Absolutely. This is owning a home, having a husband one day, who cares for me and having lots of babies.
Cute.
I just about given up on this dream of mine until I matched with a guy who couldn't be more of a match for me. Let's call him Brian. Okay, so you kind of stop looking for the guy and then all of a sudden Brian comes along. That's you're thinking, oh my God. That. After messaging for a few days, absolutely, and FaceTiming, it was clear Brian wanted all the same things to me. And he said it was like the universe had played Cupid and found him his dream girl out of nowhere. Okay, so if you're saying this stuff to me, babe,
I'm falling
in love, honey. I mean, if you're saying, oh, it's like Cupid and the universe
brought us together.
Right.
Well, it's like, okay, so am I your girl? Every day.
Right, am I your girlfriend then? I was so happy to get to know him and we went for a few cute dates together. However, he has only been single for a few months.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
He was with his girlfriend for about a year and she left to travel the world.
She left him. I hate that.
I know. Well, it's like, did she break up with you then?
It's always like, oh my, you're
I don't
fucking joking
get with
me.
A guy whose girlfriend's just broken up with him. Because like, you'd still be with her.
And you didn't want it to end.
Right, so you're just hanging.
She broke your heart.
Right, so do you even, it's just, it's icky, isn't it? Obviously, having the same goals as myself, he stayed in the UK. Okay, so that's why their relationship broke down. I don't know how I feel about this. Okay, so this is just the question. Am I the rebound? Because it's been 2 months, his girlfriend fucked off.
2 months?
Yeah, 2 months ago. They so broke up. She said he's only been single for 2 months.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
This is what Chinty's going to have to deal with.
I know, you guys. What the hell? But then, you know, you can heal a lot in 2 months, to be fair.
Especially, but the problem
is whether he wanted it to end or not. Like, if that was out of the blue for him, then no, he's not healed in 2 months. Surely.
I think if she...
Like, then, yeah, that is a rebound.
She's healed.
Oh, she
emotionally checked out.
She knew it was ending when she was going traveling, no doubt. She would have known for at least 6 months that, in fucking March or April, whatever, when I'm going away, I don't want to be with you. And so she's fine. Mm. So maybe healed. He's seeing, so yeah, then the scary thing is he seeing her live this life? You know, maybe he's seeing.
I need to be doing that too.
Right. And maybe he's seeing her on other people's stories, partying, boys, you know, it's going to be so much fun. And he's thinking, well, I need to get my rebound up, you know? So it's like, am I just the rebound? You're telling me all this Cupid bullshit.
Are you love bombing me?
Exactly. Are you just saying that because you know I want to hear it, obviously.
Who doesn't?
So I don't know how to feel about this because he mentions her a lot in conversation. Fuck that.
Excuse me? Mentions a lot.
Oh my God, no. This is it. And even said to me, no. Is he okay? Listen to this. Why is he saying shit like that? And even said to me, a part of him wishes he could have gone traveling with her.
Are you okay,
sir?
Okay? What are you saying? What is coming out of your mouth right now?
He said to you, oh, part of me wishes I could have gone traveling with her, but I just need to move on.
And you're supposed to sit there across the table and go,
What? So, weird. Okay, this is not good vibes then at all. I understand how he must feel because I was with someone for a long time and losing your favorite person is not an easy thing. Okay. But hearing him say that,
it's not nice.
Did tug at my heartstrings.
Say that to your mates. Don't say that to me, the new girl on
but
the block.
But it's just, you're not over her. You need to heal, be single, move on.
I don't think boys have this same attitude of healing.
Yeah, they don't because... For me, very much now, it's healing. I want to be alone
I don't think
for a while.
Boy, this is generally speaking, generalizing, but I was thinking about this the other day. I don't think guys encompass that same energy when they have a breakup.
No.
I don't think they think, I need my alone time. I want to heal. I want to grow. I want to grieve the relationship.
Well, yeah, because generally speaking,
I want to just be really comfortable within myself. I want to be independent. Yeah. And then I will fight. I will move. Like, I don't think they operate
like
in that way.
They don't. Mm-mm.
I think they just think, I need distraction. What else is out there? I'm going to get busy.
Distraction.
I'm going to get on. Like, I'm going to feel validated by someone else.
Yeah.
Distraction, distraction, distraction.
Yeah. It is 100%. So the fact that he thinks he can sit there and say all this shit to you is actually mind-boggling. It's like, do you not have a brain? Do you not have a brain?
Maybe he doesn't.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe he's just got an empty skull. Okay, so she's saying, you know, I feel like I can never compare to her. Like, this is serious shit. Like, he's, you know, he does say the sweetest things to me.
Good talker.
Yeah, he's a good talker. How he connected to me so early on like nobody else. How he enjoys my company and getting to know me too. But this is nagging at me. So he's saying all the right things, but he's also not saying all the right things.
Yeah.
I can't help but think I'm just the rebound. What happens when his ex comes back after traveling? And because they were such a huge part of each other's lives and they're still friends. Oh. Surely Brian will crumble and want to get back together with her. I don't know whether I'm being silly and overthinking their situation massively. They could have both parted knowing they want different things and are therefore trying to move on with their lives separately.
Yeah, because you've said
or
that
am
you
I being
guys
naive?
Want the same things.
Mm. Or am I being naive? But it's like, did this breakup... Obviously, I think we just don't know the true reasons of the breakup.
Mm.
So did the breakup just happen because she wanted to go traveling and he didn't want to just
He's
have
a
girlfriend
guy.
Who's...
He can't leave for right. 6 months at the moment.
And he didn't want a long distance girlfriend for like, what,
And also
months.
She wants to go and have fun while she's traveling.
But low key, I feel like she just wanted to break up with him, to be honest.
Mm.
Or am I being naive? Am I naive in thinking that a guy who's newly single would ever have any interest in being with me before he's actually got any closure from his ex? Yeah, it sounds like there's just unfinished business because it sounds like she's gone traveling and he's kind of being like waiting for her to come back because he knows that they have that line of communication if they're still mates. Mm. Obviously, they're going to meet up when she gets back. Like, Brian's ex has been his only ever relationship. So he's probably feeling really torn up about trying to move on. So he's never had a breakup before, this guy.
Okay.
Along with being single so soon. He has got another date with other women and he says none of them have connected with him, how me and him do. So he's saying this shit to her. I've been on other dates, but our connection is out of this world. I have to believe that. He's deleted his dating apps to get to know me better, and he talks to me as though I'm his future.
Nice. I'll take it.
But is it? But now that seems to have suddenly changed into, let's just see where this goes.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not working out.
And here we go. This is the kicker. And let's not put pressure on it.
Oh, that's when you know.
I just don't know what to think. Girls, please let me know what I should do.
He's backpedaling.
He love bombed you.
Mm.
He was desperate for love and affection because he was heartbroken.
Wanted someone else to fill that space.
Met you. I'm sure he was feeling those things.
Yeah.
I said, oh my God, this connection is unreal. It's like that Cupid.
Immediate, you know? Obsessive.
And he was saying boom, obsessive. It's love bombing. It's what they do. It's like they tell you all these things because...
We've said this before, like... Obviously not everyone, but generally speaking, girls and guys go into relationships differently. Mm. Typically, women go in, guards up a little bit, you know, not sure about you. I'm going to figure you out. Yeah. I'm keeping my walls up. You know, I'm going
to... I'm not putting all my cards on the table so soon. Yeah, I'm not going to let myself fall for you.
Like, yeah. I'm keeping my walls up. Mm. Whereas men typically go in obsessive straight away.
It's the obsessiveness,
saying all
these
things they just don't mean. Like saying things like, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Oh my God, I can see you in my future. Oh my God, you're going
to
be with my kids.
I think I'm going to propose to you one day. And but when they're saying
because
that
they say
stuff,
all those things, which then the women's walls get lowered because they think, oh my God, I'm being told all the right things here. What is going on? And then
he genuinely
as
sees
time
me in his
goes
future,
on. Yeah. Walls have come right down because you've had all these words of affirmation. You've had all this reassurance, probably had gift. You've had all sorts. And by that point, his obsession has died down and he's now taken a step back.
The
and
reality
thought,
is set in now. He's thought, fuck, I found myself a new fucking girlfriend.
Oh shit. How's that happened? I'm not ready for another relationship all over. Like, I can't do this again.
And that's exactly what this is.
And that's what the backpedaling is. Yeah.
So he said all that stuff and now, and because then it leaves you confused. Mm. This is where the confusion comes from because it's like, oh, but
where's that guy gone?
A couple of months ago, you said to me that I was your future. So why are you now saying, let's not put pressure on it?
Let's see.
Because
where this
I thought
goes.
You were so sure.
Mm.
So then I'm confused. Are you sure? Or are you like, and then it's that kind of, but clearly this guy is not ready for a relationship. He is still in love with his ex, or he's still heartbroken from that. He needs to heal, move on. Mm. He's not yet done that. And he just jumped straight into it with you, love bombed you so much, and now he's backpedaling. Yeah. So you need to get the hell on out of there. Because this could go on for another 6 months. Yeah. This like unsure.
And you could get really heartbroken here.
Until.
This is heartbreak territory.
Yeah, until the ex is flying
comes
home.
Back.
Then he's just going to sack you off. You're going to be sobbing.
Because
he's going to go see her after seeing you.
Yeah.
And he's going to keep it a secret or some shit.
Mm.
And then you're going to be really upset.
Yeah. Then you're going to be heartbroken. Yeah.
I think you, unfortunately, you were the rebound.
Yeah.
He was not ready. Also, he's never had a breakup before. He doesn't know what he's
doing.
He doesn't
know what he's doing.
You know, it's not like
he doesn't know what he wants.
He doesn't know what he wants. Mm. I still think he wants his ex.
Mm. I mean, they were together for a year. It's not that long term, but it's a long term girlfriend.
Time.
It's like a good first relationship.
It's enough time for him to think that he was going to spend the rest of his life with this girl.
Yeah.
And she just thought, you know what? No, I'm going traveling. I don't want to be with you anymore.
Yeah. But also, like, it's tricky because in these situations, you only know what he chooses to tell you. Like, they actually could have agreed, like, maybe when I'm back,
exactly,
I'll see you again.
Exactly.
It could have been quite amicable. Maybe she's really upset. I'm really going to miss you.
Exactly.
Please come with me. And he's saying, I can't leave my job for 6 months. Like,
we don't know the reality of it because how do we know that he's telling the truth?
Yeah. She could have been devastated to leave without him. Yeah. She could have thought they were going together and it could have been really sad. And it would have been like, well, you know, go out there, you know, have some fun. Mm. We can be single and then we'll come back together.
I'll see you again in February.
Like, you only know what he's chosen to tell you. And I just think the little dribs about him speaking about her a lot, they're still friends. They're still this, they're still that.
You should never get out of there. Start a new relationship talking about your ex.
Talking about your ex.
Referring to your
regularly.
Ex. Regularly. Making comparisons to an ex. Mm. You know, and bringing up like, your ex. Like, that is not a good first step.
Regardless of all the other points... Just the fact of he's only been single for 2 months.
That in itself,
like, is a bit of a, for a lot of people, they're like, I do not go out with anyone who hasn't been single for at least 6 months.
Because
like some people have a rule and it's like, got to be single for six months, otherwise I'm not entertaining
because it. Because the reality of the fact of him getting out of a relationship 2 months ago and genuinely being like wanting to get into another relationship with you months after, the realities
of
that.
For some people, it happens and it works, right, and it's whatever. But also...
But in this instance, I think she broke... This is just me assuming. I think she broke up with him to go traveling and he was left heartbroken, desperately trying to fill the void.
Yeah.
100%. Has to be.
Get
on out of there. He is not ready.
Mm. Put him through his second breakup.
Yeah. Just say, look, if you're not sure, I'm not sure. Mm. I'm out.
Yeah.
Because
And for that reason,
out. What's that from?
Dragon's Den.
And for that reason, I won't be investing today. I'm out. Do not invest any more of your time in this silly boy. Oh, Cupid.
No, bullshit.
Bullshit, you liar.
Demon.
Yeah, literally, say so much shit. Baby.
All right, should we finish on a quote?
Yeah, let's look on Pinny.
Let's get the quotes out here, guys.
Pinterest.
What if there's a quote about love bombing, you know?
I know. Should I look that up?
Here we go. This is a love bombing. I think this is a definition.
Oh, yeah.
An attempt to influence you by lavish demonstrations of attention and affection. She or he might overwhelm you with gifts, flattery.
Yeah,
They mirror you, reflecting back to you exactly what you want to hear. It's like something from a movie.
Yeah.
That's because it is like that, more fiction than reality.
There we go.
By love bombing you, he or she effectively, in a very short space of time, has control over you.
Well, yeah, of your emotions.
Love bombing. What you see versus what is actually happening.
It's scary.
This is what you see. This is just like that other girl. I know we've just met, but we are perfect together. I love everything you love. I want to give you all the attention in the world. I want to marry you. You're too good for me. I want to spend every day with you. You're exactly what I've been looking for. What is happening internally, it really helps boost my ego. I get an increased rush of dopamine, oxytocin, blah, 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 serotonin, which create feelings of pleasure and signaling and the signaling of reward. I have feelings of exhilaration, obsessive thoughts, just like a drug. The reward centers of my brain light up when the highs are high, but my brain's happy chemicals plummet when the lows occur.
Oh my God. It's actually scary. It's like, how do you know? It's actually really scary.
11 signs you are being love bombed.
Here we go.
We'll finish
here. Let's end on this.
Something's moving too fast.
Mm.
If something feels too personal too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
If someone labels you as their girlfriend, boyfriend after only a couple of days.
Right.
If someone acts needy and makes demands on your time right from the get-go. If communication contains demands.
Ooh.
If someone often wants to rephrase what they said to change your responses.
Ooh.
If someone wants to be rescued. If someone refuses any blame. If suddenly someone loves everything you love.
Yes.
If someone has an entirely different personality, depending on the people around them, if someone's attitude, behavior, statements, beliefs, humor aren't consistent.
Mm. Well, yeah, because it's like you just want to fall in love with you. So you're going to do anything in your power
to please me.
Because
it gives you the serotonin.
Yeah, so my walls come down and I fall in love with you. And then the moment I'm in love with you, you turn into your real self.
Your real self.
And how you really feel.
Mm.
And how you really are. And it's scary. Oh, Lordy.
Oh, God. Not the best note to end on, guys. But watch out for those love bombers out there, guys. Stay safe out there in these streets. Well, thank you so much for listening, guys.
Yeah, I enjoyed myself there.
I hope you're all enjoying June, excited for July.
Woohoo.
Have a lovely week. Email in your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Follow us on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube @thegirlsbathroom. Thank you. We'll see you next week.
And we'll see you next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else.
Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.